at 686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
By the way, that number, folks, is a number that is available 24/7. When I give you the number to the office here to call in for the Sons of Liberty radio time, it's 1-877-807-9977. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the radio show today, 1-877-807-9977. The number that he's actually conveying to you folks out there that are listening, that's a number that you can get a hold of us 24/7 if you'd like to. Aside of that, welcome to the show, folks. It's a beautiful day, a little muggy in the state of Minnesota here. It's May 23rd, Wednesday, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Jake McMillan should be in just a couple of minutes here. He had to run down to Planet Minneapolis from Planet Annandale, Minnesota. And that's how far it really is. I think he takes a rocket ship. I'm not sure, but I know it's a long ways away. And by the way, this one works. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. As you all well know, the Sons of Liberty are not about just reporting the news. We're making the news. And there's a different facet to what we're called to do here because we're always interjecting the answers. And the way that you bring forth the answers is to lay out the foundations as to who we are. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, said George Washington. And what did John Adams say? That our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's totally inadequate to the government of any other. America is having the problems that they're having, all 53 countries that are listening to me right now, because they've gotten away from their two foundations, the Bible and the Constitution, hand in glove. And we can see that on all of our civil buildings, because God has not left himself without a witness. Moses and the Ten Commandments are in all the civil buildings in the states of our union, all 50 of them. His name's also on our money. Leviticus 25:15 is on the Liberty Bell. Moses and the Ten Commandments above the Supreme Court building. All of our veterans with Christian crosses over the top of their heads. The two flags flying during the Revolutionary War were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. You couldn't graduate public high schools in the United States of America, folks, that are listening to me without, until you graduated Bible courses, yet you have people in the United States that are kicking against their very foundations, and they wonder why they're losing their freedoms today. And it's interesting that foreign people come to our country and they can tell us who we are. For those that don't know who we are within the states. And again, if you go to Washington, D.C., anytime you like to take the time to go there, you can clearly see who we are. 25 of our 55 signers had seminary degrees. I can go on and on and on and on, folks, as to who we are and where we came from. But if you'd like to see us, back to my point, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go on my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. And another heads up, if you'd like to be a part of the show, that number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, just for those that are trying to figure out what's going on with Mr. Dean here on the Sons of Liberty, I just drank some carbonated pop. And I'm, what's happening is trying to get to the surface. You know, you've heard that saying, excuse me for being so rude. It was not me, it was my food. It got so lonely down below, it had to come up and say hello. Oh, yes, folks. What I have on my utility belt is just incredible. And you, every show, folks, you always see the new expression of what is on our utility belts. Well, the man of many talents. I appreciate that, Kerry. I really do. Again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, doesn't it get a little sickening day after day? Week after week, month after month, year after year, hearing conservative radio continuously like a little dog chase their tail. It's called circular reasoning. They just talk about whatever's thrown to them through this socialist administration. And what the socialist administration knows, this socialist administration knows, is that if you get people asking the wrong questions, then they don't have to bother giving them the right answers. And what's scary about it is these are grown-ups. These people that are broadcasting contrived news on a 24/7, it's the bone they throw to the dog because they know that the conservatives will talk about it. Should I say the professed conservatives? Because we know what conservatives are. Conservatives are those that preserve or preservatives. And by the way, the patriot, the word patriot, defined out in Webster's 1828, is to uphold dying laws. And you don't separate patriot from Christian because they're one and the same. And so does conservative fall in line. You know, conservative is a preservative, and what preserves? Salt. The salt and light, you know, Christian vernacular comes into play. Well, aside of that, explaining to everybody my indigestion, I need some Tums here, folks, I think. I mean, if you could hear right now in the studio, it sounds like water, hot water bubbling up within my stomach. Oh, that's so gross, Brad. I know it is. And I'm the one that's got to be on the radio for the next hour here. Now, yesterday what we talked about is we talked about exposing them that create crimes to any degree so they can get their way through their political agenda or their lifestyles. I thought it was so good. We're going to bring forth a little bit more of an exposition on that very topic today. And boy, if you thought some of them were bad yesterday, just wait until you hear the ones that we got going on today. Again, you got Bradley. Jake should be in just a couple minutes. Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Welcome back to Mr. Bubbly Bradley Dean with Sons of Liberty. Yes, I said bubbly. Oofta. I just got a text. Someone said to me, that's funny. Oh, if you could feel what I feel, folks, you wouldn't think it'd be funny. Wow. Oofta. Bubbly, bubbly. Yesterday we were talking about those that were willing to take it to the nth degree to have it their way so they could promulgate their lifestyle or their political agenda by reverting back to their carnal nature for distorted guidance so they, in the end, can become the victim that they want to be. See, if they weren't the victim, nobody would listen to a thing that they had to say. However, what happens when law enforcement looks a little bit deeper into the surfaced allegations and finds out that the alleged victims were actually the ones contriving and fabricating the crimes? So let's take a look into the minds of the distorted to see how far they are willing to go to further their agenda. Now, folks, this one was from yesterday, this story, and I thought it was so good, I want to bring it back up to the surface. Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that on December 14th, two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. The investigators were a little suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking into a mirror. And sure enough, that's exactly what Mr. Elliott did. Later, Elliott admitted to the police that the injuries were self-inflicted. Immediately after reading this story, I had to look up the word stupid in the Webster's 1828 dictionary because it defines out as very dull, insensible, and senseless. Stupid, I say, not only because he carved fag on his forehead backwards, but because he acted as if his contrived crime would go unpunished before the God who sees all things. Here's another good one. The famous contrived hate crime of Kerry Dunn at Claremont McKinney College. Dunn was scheduled to speak at a campus forum on racism. Listen carefully. She shocked the audience by telling them that she had been the victim of a hate crime that very day. How convenient. Or was it? Her car had been vandalized, her windows smashed, tires slashed, and profane anti-Semitic graffiti covered the wreckage. Now, the problem with Mrs. Dunn's story was that two students saw her and they seen her commit the crime herself. Dunn lost her job and was also sent to prison for lying to federal investigators for insurance fraud. She claimed that $1,700 worth of items, including a laptop computer, had been stolen by the hate crime boogeyman. He wasn't there, folks. These items were later found in the closet in Dunn's home. Oh, and by the way, she wasn't even Jewish. How's that working out for you? In Deuteronomy 18 through 19, it says, and the judges, listen carefully, folks, this is important to put the kibosh on these crimes and these criminals that are contriving and fabricating the crimes. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witnesses be a false witness and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil away from among you. So in other words, what they try to contrive, what they intended to do to the righteous by creating a monster so they can play the victim, when they're found out for their contrived and fabricated crimes, then you hold them to the very thing that they were going to do to you. Wow, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, but completely backwards. In a way in which you don't want to have to bring forth justice, but if you have to, oh well. See, when they fear the law, they're going to quit committing the crimes. That's what diverts crime, friends. When people are held accountable for the crimes that they themselves have contrived, then and only then will they fear to do it again. And what a novel idea. Justice is the guardian of liberty. So, America, guard your liberty by bringing forth justice and magnifying the laws against their crime. How does that sound? You remember when the Tea Party was first conceived? There was a Tea Party rally outside Congress where a group of Democrats were videotaped walking into the Capitol. Protesters chanted, "Kill the bill," as they walked by. A story that appears to be completely fabricated gained national media attention. Rep. Barney Frank here, a perverted homosexual, said he was called a faggot, and two black reps say they heard anti-black racial slurs. And one black congressman said he was even spit upon. You remember the story, folks? However, the entire event was captured on multiple video cameras, and none of the videos support any of the claims. In fact, all of the congressmen had armed security, and anyone spitting on any congressman would have been immediately arrested. But the socialist media reported this as if it actually happened. Hello, folks. My gosh, folks. If America and the world as a whole would get a hold of the fact that the media contrives the stories, that they work hand in glove with government propaganda, when you begin to deal with the media as it is, you're going to see who's behind the media and who's propagating the media and promulgating the message and perpetuating the message. When you begin to see that it's promulgated, it's propaganda. That's when all this division's going to stop, when all these new political agendas are going to stop and all these supposed hate crimes are going to stop, because they're created for the most part. The stories in this situation were completely invented by radical left-wing reporters, and even the story was denied by Secret Service agents in the crowds at these rallies. They couldn't find anybody to agree with their lying stories. I mean, how much we would grow as a country leaps and bounds if we would shut the television off. The only reason they perpetuate what they perpetuate and push what they push on the American people is because they know that for the most part you're stupid enough to turn the radio back on. And I'm talking about state-run media. They know that you're going to be stupid enough to turn the television set on. Do you guys remember back? Let me just give you to a case in point here. Do you remember during the debates with Santorum and Gingrich and Rick Perry and Romney and Ron Paul? Do you remember at the beginning of the debates they were asking the question of homosexuality and homosexual marriage? Did you notice the last couple of them, the debates, they wouldn't talk about homosexual marriage? You want to know why? Because people were catching on that when the question of homosexual marriage was brought up, the crowds would boo the commentators, the mediators, the interviewers. And they caught on real quick not to ask the question anymore because America was hearing from all over the country that people weren't for homosexual marriage. So they quit asking the question. And here we are today. Another case in point is, look, you have Mitt Romney. They're talking about Mitt Romney like he's the presidential candidate for the Republican Party. Folks, has everybody forgotten that Ron Paul is still in the race? Has everybody forgotten that the race is not over yet? But how is the state-run media playing it out, folks? Like, Mitt's the man. Well, let me ask you the question. Who put him there? Besides Fox News and the conservative outlet idiots. Who put him there? It's far from over, friends. I mean, we've seen what Rick Santorum did. He played the Judas on the American conservative. We've seen him do that. We've seen him play the coward. We've seen him as the great capitulator. We've seen the week before that he was begging for money and saying that he can win the whole deal. As a matter of fact, Rick Santorum's enemies on the left and the socialist media were even saying that he could possibly win this thing. But all of a sudden, Rick's done. And here comes Mitt Romney. And to top it all off, Rick Santorum plays the Judas again and then endorses Mitt Romney, who did nothing but complain about Mitt Romney and say how dangerous he was for this country. Speaking of Mitt Romney, then he comes out and endorses him. Wow. But who did that for you, folks? It was the state-run conservatives, wasn't it? That's why you have to go back to the two foundations, the Bible and the Constitution, so you know who's lying to you and what they're lying to you about. And again, as I said at the beginning of the segment, folks, they get you asking the wrong questions, and then what do? They don't worry about giving you the right answers, so here you have it. I'm going to come back with a couple more stories. I got Stephen Knoxville. He wants to talk about the summit in Chicago really quick. We'd actually brought the topic up yesterday. And we'll come right back to Steve just for a second. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air, they are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Yeah, that was a nice swig from my Coke. Is it? Delicious, sugary. Does it have sugar in it? Then yes, I love it. You know, sometimes I feel like when I'm listening to myself on the radio, it sounds like I'm in a room where it smells like mushrooms, and a lot of people out there are probably listening to me like they want to hurt me. And I'm trying to figure why that is. I just don't understand. But you know what? You ever wonder why? Because I do wonder why sometimes. And the way I know that is because what will happen is our lines will light up and then all of a sudden they'll fade away. And like I say one thing and lights just, man.
Like a Christmas tree?
Like a Christmas tree. Totally like a Christmas tree. And all of a sudden I say something, you know, perhaps somebody didn't like, and all of a sudden they just disappear. And people are fickle.
They scatter.
They are fickle. Let's take Emily. You got Bradley. Jake's here. Welcome back from your little vacation. Yes. Hey, Emily, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
So you were talking about how all these people are making up these stories just to fit their own agenda, and I said, I'm thinking, you guys are stupid. People aren't going to believe you. Eventually, it's going to come out the truth, and it's like sitting here telling all these lies. The truth is going to come out whether you like it or not, and I'm sitting here thinking of you guys telling the truth, and you guys get, like, bashed for it all the time. Eventually that truth is going to come out. You know, the fact that other people are lying and that you're telling the truth is going to come out, and then they're going to end up looking like the fools and not you, and it's just like, why is this happening?
Well, that's why
I have this quote today.
Hang on. Okay. Can I call you Machine Gun Emily? Just chill for a second there, sissy. Did you drink some, like, really good coffee this morning? Because you are, like, lit. I mean, if I was a cop, I would have to pull you over for speeding. Oh, that was so cheesy. But I do want to tell you this. Here's the definition of stupid, Emily. Webster's 1828. Very dull, insensible, and senseless. But what's scary about this, if you're afraid of this, which I am not, is the fact that truth crust of the earth will always rise again. They can lie, they can slander, they can contrive, they can conspire, they can do whatever they want. But the fact of the matter is when people look behind the curtain, to those that are more inquisitive than the average Joe that just take things for face value, 9 times out of 10, they're going to find out that there's misinformation given to them. And we see this all the time. Look at the Zimmerman case, the Trayvon Martin case. I mean, my goodness.
Yep.
You know, and here we are. But go ahead and make your point.
Yeah,
by the way, they do look. Okay, hang on a second. Just hang on a second. I want to let her give her the last word here, okay, Carrie? But the point is Emily, they do look stupid. As a matter of fact, I want to say this too. If they didn't attack, do you guys remember just a couple weeks ago, the socialists went after Rush Limbaugh? And they went after his sponsors, and what they didn't realize is they were actually working for Rush Limbaugh. Rush didn't have him physically do that. He didn't make a contract or an agreement with them to attack him. But what's interesting is they, I believe, doubled his sponsorship by attacking him because people knew that they were lying. And that's what people know with the Sons of Liberty as well. When people say stuff, that's not what he said. You omitted that. Or he didn't say that. You put that word in there where Bradley did. They do it all the time. But the thing is, they prove our point for us. And if it wasn't for these people, I mean, Emily, they make you famous. For the truth's sake, it's just not a direction or a road that you'd want to get on.
Yeah.
So, okay, go ahead, take a deep breath, and kick it out.
Can I go ahead now?
You go ahead.
Okay, what I was trying to say is I read this quote today that is saying, like, you shouldn't disagree with people to keep, like, peace. You should agree with them because it's the truth they're standing on. And
that's right.
Like that, because if
principles.
People, like, agree, just to compromise, just to keep the peace. And it's like, it's not about keeping peace necessarily. It's about getting the truth being shown.
Totally.
And not letting stuff happen that's within your reach to change, you know?
Totally. You know what? By the way, I'm going to let you go, Emily. We've got to take another call really quick, but thank you for your call. Peace isn't found in the lie. It's found in truth. When your feet are upon the rock.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't last on a broken foundation.
No.
Nothing you set up
well. You ever see, just a little side note, but to the same point, you ever see them idiotic stickers on the back of people's cars, coexist? Yeah, try it in their country, folks.
I've seen some banners of those in university campuses.
Try it in their country. Coexist. Bring your Christianity over to a Muslim nation and coexist. Well, that's why they're in America. That's right. That's why we're all ruled by law, which keeps the peace. You ever see a cop car that says peace officers? They're peace officers because they magnify the law against all crime. That's
peace.
Where the peace is at, where righteousness is at, not where the lie's at. There's no mixture. So, great point. We got Steve in Knoxville. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome back from vacation,
hey,
Jake, by the way.
Thank you, man.
How are you, Steve? Yep, I can hear you.
I really appreciate what you're doing with the Sons of Liberty. And, we've been under psychological warfare for the past 100 years in all directions, whether it be chemical, through the airwaves, manipulating the masses in whatever directions that the fox will flow. So I've got to give hats off to Luke Radowski for what he's doing with We Are Change. In Chicago this week with the G20, it's really standing up. They got a whole group of civil reporters, protesters, if you want to call them that, and they were being beat with batons. And for the first time in history, the Chicago police were wearing light blue fun hats or light blue helmets, which is significant to me. I guess that would be to you as well.
Is that your point, Steve?
I think we lost him. We got him still? Yeah. It sounds like he's on his cell phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Steve called back. Here, first of all, protesters is good.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, Protestant is good. Let me take that to the Christian realm.
Yep.
We're Protestants. Christians in this country are Protestants. Now, let me slow down a little bit. Let me say it real slow. Protestants. Oh, is that what that means? You better bet your bottom dollar. That's why the church is nothing but a problem to criminals in this world. That's why Christians are always under attack, because they're called to be the light of the world. They're called to open their mouths and to speak out against sin. Not to submit to it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Christians, your back is not to be bent to carry the burden of a tyrant. Your back's not built for that. stand up, and it'll slide right off you. That's what happens when you become a Christian man, a Protestant. Amen?
You know, and the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall inherit the earth. Well, what is peace? You have to work for justice. That's where peace is found. And when you have Christians that are working for what the Spirit of God is working for, because so many people, oh, well, you know, you got to be peaceful, and, you know, you pray for the government, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, you do all of those things, but you're going to conflict with worldly power if you have the power of Christ living in you, because worldly power is always assuming its throne above Christ. And so when you become a Christian, you become a threat. And if you're not a threat, then you're not
crime.
A Christian.
A threat to crime, folks.
Worldly power.
A threat to crime. A threat to darkness. A threat to tyranny. A threat to wannabe despots and dictatorships. A threat to them. Christianity's always been the problem for the enemy of your souls.
Right.
And those that submit to him, the prince of the power of the air.
And where you see worldly authority and worldly power and worldly tyranny, it's because you're lacking the Spirit of Christ. Because the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You're not going to find liberty outside of that.
That's right.
The Spirit of Christ is what brings liberty. That's why our founders, when they established what they established, it was so help me God. It was under God. It was appealing to heaven. It was no king but King Jesus.
And speaking of that, just during the break, I checked my emails. I was on my Facebook. She's seen one of my new videos talking about the very topic that I'm talking about today. Exposing those that are creating hate out of thin air.
That's right.
And she said, we're next.
Oh, that's okay.
I thought, what channel, what radio station are you listening to, lady? What television program are you watching? We're next? I said, that's the problem. I said, I'm trying to tell you that right there. You have the information. God has enlightened you to your responsibility now. Now when you know that there's something wrong, you're held accountable for the information that God has revealed unto you through revelation. You see the problem? God says, now keep my commandments and bring forth resolve.
Mm-hmm.
This woman didn't want to hear that.
No. Where does she think the resolve is going
to
come from?
For the 53 countries that are listening to us besides America, America is not made out of that mentality. I want to tell you that, friends. We're not made out of that capitulating garbage, cowardice, underachieving, stinking, shooting for the floor losers. And for people that sit there and teach this stuff and report this stuff without giving the resolve, you're a part of the problem.
That's right.
I've said it so many times and I'll say it again. Yes, show people the problem, but give them the answer. And we can give the answer. Let me ask you the next question, folks. Do you want the answer? Because the answer is going to come through you, not somebody else, or Tom, Dick, or Harry, or Carrie, or Heather, or Nicole. No, it's going to come through you. Jake was just talking yesterday about how we got our video reposted again. It's on the front page of the WND today again. Thousands of hits, friends. People are hungry for the victory. Well, you got it.
Right.
And the reason you got the victory is because we came together and we said, what did you do? We're not tolerating this. This is a violation of our free speech. Put it back up. They put it back up. But it was because we came together in righteousness under God and we won the day. Though it was a mini victory, it was a victory. It was a good start. And you'll see that the Spirit of God will give you victory after you bear your cross. And some of you out there are trying to figure out, well, where's the redemptive power in Christ? Well, let me ask you the question, where's your cross? Deny yourself, take up your cross daily, follow Christ, keep going forward. Christ wants to liberate people, and he does that through truth, not through a lie. Folks, we're going to come back with the final segment. You got Bradley and Jake. 1-877-807-9977. One more opportunity to give us a call. Let 53 countries hear what you have to say.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You know, just to add on to what we were saying right before the break, you know what's interesting to me, folks, and it's shameful conduct? Can you imagine, I mean, this, and people still do, they magnify, isn't it interesting people magnify Hitler rather than our veterans? You ever think about that? Hitler's the bad guy, Hitler's the bad guy, Hitler's the bad guy, Hitler's the bad guy. Let me ask you, folks. Who destroyed that evil? Let me ask you the question. Who destroyed that evil, friends? Your veterans did, America. Your veterans, your righteous veterans, destroyed Hitler. How come everybody's not talking about how awesome the veterans are? How awesome the veterans are? How come no one's talking about what the veterans did to destroy Hitler? They sacrificed everything. But everybody talks about big bad Hitler. It's just like today in America. Everybody's talking about big bad Barack Obama. Or the Americans. Why are we magnifying the evil in our country rather than the good and the righteous in our country? The patriotism in our country, the courage in our country, the valor in our country. How come it's always what's going wrong? See, folks, I know this is really going to rub some people the wrong way, but I got a lot of hope in Christ. Regardless, if you think the world's going to hell in a handbasket, I totally believe God is giving us the victory. Oh, and I know for all you underachievers out there that just can't tolerate that. I can't listen to that on the radio show. Don't tell me everything's going to be okay. Why not? Is that going to tarnish your reputation because you've let it go so far that someone actually believes and is willing to fight for our posterity and give them a hope in a future? So many people in this country today should be ashamed of themselves for allowing defeatism to be their food, to be their talk. They wake up defeated, they go to bed defeated. From morning to night, that's all they talk about is defeatism. And by the way, they feed on defeatism. We're not made out of that stuff, America. Can you imagine, let's go to biblical vernacular. Can you imagine, because by the way, Saul and the children of Israel were there allowing to let Goliath defy the armies of Israel. Remember when that young man came up named David? And he said of Goliath, hey, who is that that defies the armies of the living God? And there was Saul, those that should have done something about the problem, named Goliath. They sat there and they were afraid of Goliath. And the only reason they were afraid is because they were compromised men. David said, hey, listen, I'll go deal with this Philistine. I'll deal with him. Give him to me. Goliath laughs at him. No. David picks up 5 smooth stones. He starts to swing his little sling. He's slanging that day, friends. He's slanging. See, because God taught him when he was tending the sheep, looking out for the sheep, how to take a bear and a lion in the wilderness. He taught him there. And the reason David could go deal with Goliath is because David learned the lesson with the bear and the lion, and the bear and the lion had no business preying on the sheep, said David. He didn't give him over to the wolves per se. He didn't give him over to the wolf. He didn't give him over to the lion. No, he stood up and he fought for him. That's a patriot, folks. And here comes David coming out, slinging with 5 stones, to be slung and aimed by the Holy Ghost right to the forehead of Goliath. And what's also interesting, folks, if you read the word and you're analytical with the word, which you should be, rightly dividing the word of truth, is that rock hit Goliath's head. Goliath fell. David was called every name under the sun. David's brother said, we know your pride. No. They're defying the armies of the living God. No, America. They're defying our country. And it's happening within domestically today. David didn't sit around and complain about it. He didn't tolerate what everybody else was complaining about. As Goliath hit the dirt after that stone hit his forehead, that David slung at Goliath. Keep in mind that it was David that went over on top of big, bad Goliath and stood upon his chest and took the sword out of Goliath's hand and chopped off Goliath's head with Goliath's own sword. He disarmed him and he took his weapons of warfare out of his hand and he took his head off with it. That's the church's business. That's the church's business. Oh, keep in context, all you leftist, socialist, un-American criminals, that this is a spiritual analogy in the Old Testament, which was a reality back in the day. And it still is a spiritual reality to those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, because my Bible tells me that Jesus Christ came to manifest himself to destroy the works of the devil, not to play with it, not to complain about it, but I digress. Let me take a step back. Can you imagine David coming out there and looking at Goliath and say, oh my gosh,
he's huge.
Look at how big he is. Oh, look at how bad the Philistines are. Let's talk about how bad they're beating us up.
Not even Saul will take
them on. As a matter of fact, dads and moms, let's go talk that way in front of our kids. Let's do the opposite of what God told us to do when raising our children. Let's teach them to capitulate. Let's teach them to be cowards. Let's teach them to complain about what they should tolerate. That's not what America's made out of, friends, and neither was David. Nowhere in Scripture do you see God created us to be defeated. Nowhere in Scripture. Wherever we're defeated, it's because of our own transgressions. before God. Disobedience before God. It's that simple. But yet again, everybody's talking about how bad Obama is. And look what Obama's doing. The question I want to cry out to America is, who is letting Obama do what he's doing? The American people are. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose hearts are perfect towards him. Folks, you can pretend to care, but you can't pretend to show up. You can pretend and put the cloak of a patriot on, but sooner or later people are going to know if you really are a patriot, because let me remind you and put it on your shirt. These colors don't run. And my message is not one of fear, but one of courage. Not of succumbing, but of overcoming. So we can inherit what God has promised his kids in this earth. We are conceived as a Christian nation. We are a Christian nation. And Christians are going forward. Rolling forward Zion. Though it be hard, it's not easy. They're rolling forward. Don't ever forget that.
It says in the word, too, we're appointed unto afflictions. That is where we find our life, is when we can see something to lose our life in and to win in. So many people right now, and I think it's a good point that was up there, so many people make a living off of the defeat. So many people make a living off of studying what the enemy's doing.
Yep.
Why don't you make a living off of winning? Because just like you said, you put the uniform on, eventually somebody's going to see your sword's never been used. Your gun's never been shot. You've never been willing to take the punches.
Yeah.
And the Lord also says the
and
word
isn't
of God.
It interesting? Slow down. Isn't it interesting that the enemy's not afraid to take your guns away?
Nope.
The enemy's not afraid to take away your rights, is he?
Mm-mm.
And they're calling you radical when you stand up against them?
That's
who's
right.
Radical?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're radical, then you know what? Fight fire with fire, friends.
That's right. And that's the thing about immorality. It doesn't get less bold because you do nothing. It gets more bold because you do nothing. It's when you do something that you put fear in them. You've got the concept of fear is used constantly in warfare. It's always fear. They rely upon the other person being scared and fearing them. And if you look biblically
speaking, don't you remember
speaking,
in World War II, the Germans used to sit there and sing songs?
Yep, terrorism.
And during war, what they would do is they'd put up microphones and they would tell the Americans how defeated they were. There's
right.
No sense in going on. You're done. You didn't know that over in this city you've been just demolished. They were lying. It was propaganda.
Totally. And look at how the...
You're not losing, friends.
That's in Russia, how often did they use terror? That was their whole bit, was terror. That's what they relied upon. And if you look at right now when the Lord says in Thessalonians, because I'm reading this right now, Paul came into the city of Thessalonica and he preached the gospel. He said, this is the overcoming victory you're going to have. But you are appointed unto afflictions. In other words, the bad news is going to come. But what makes you different than the world is you are going to be like the shepherd to stand up and to beat back that bad news. You're appointed unto it, but that's only where the Lord trains you and grows you up. The word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. If you believe, it will effectually work. It will be fervent. If you don't believe, it won't be. So that's where you have to check your own salvation.
Now, folks, we started out with exposing those that are creating hate crimes. Folks, I want to tell you this something. I want you to listen carefully. It's happening all day long. You're not losing the war. You're winning the war. You're not losing, you're winning.
That's why they got to lie.
That's exactly why they have to lie. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Yes, we are the sons of liberty.